Garrow studied the woman as she spoke, sifting her every word for the slightest hint of mendacity. He found none.
This man, this Curator Lond, do you believe his death was unnatural?
No. Well, at least not at first. But now I look back over everything that has happened since then, and I cannot help but wonder, did Lond make the same mistake that I did? Was he silenced the way they want to silence me?
Who are they?
It is complicated, my lord.
In my experience, things usually are. Continue then. Tell me what you found.
She gave a rueful smile, and briefly, the fear that marbled the scribe's aspect faded. Tallery did not seem like any kind of traitor kin that Garrow had crossed paths with before. But the warrior was not about to lower his guard until he was certain of her character. The enemy excels at betrayal, he reminded himself. He would offer trust if he could, but only if he were sure.
I suppose a warrior of the legions would think my work to be dull and inconsequential.
We all fight the war in our own way.
Yes, that is what I kept telling myself. But now I wonder if I have unwittingly served the enemy all along and never known it. Have I become complicit by my own ignorance?
Oh. In the clouded skies above the dockyard, a raptor-like gunship drifted past, suspended high on plumes of jet thrust. Tallery flinched back towards the wall, but the machine dithered, its sensors probing at the air, before moving on to search another area.
It cannot see us down here. The metal of the cargo modules disrupts any long-range scrying. Go on, scribe.
The evidence was all there, in Lon's dockets. One only had to know what to look for.
Evidence of what?
High treason.
So you submit that the Curator was working against the interests of the Imperium?
No. Oh, no, not at all. He may never have known what was going on. The poor fool. I wish I could have been as blinkered as he was. Then none of this would have happened.
I would hear everything.
Hours spent in Lon's chambers soon turned into days. For each docket that Tallery pursued, another three were uncovered. The work grew like weeds, every assignment or protocol sprouting into multiple additional tasks that each required her careful scrutiny.
File complete. Submit and transcribe. Open next.
She ate sparingly, ordering menials to bring her rations to the chamber, leaving only to see to her bodily needs. Tallery quickly took to sleeping on the Grok's hide couch, tucked in the corner of the office, rather than return to her own quarters and the dormitory tiers. She soon lost track of time, day and night becoming abstract concepts in the windowless chamber.
File
complete. Submit, transcribe, next.
Lon's data queue had fallen far behind, and it was a struggle to drag it back onto schedule. But she worked diligently to do so, knowing that a single erroneous docket could mean the difference between life or death for some distant colony world. A misplaced decimal point, and a food shipment would never arrive. A vital reinforcement would never be sent.
Oh, is there no end to this?
And it was here, in the dark hours before dawn, that she found the first anomaly.
That can't be right.
At first sight, Tallery thought she was looking at a correlation error. Perhaps an incorrect datum entered by some other functionary who was not so conscientious as she. An auxiliary ship, a cargo lighter called the Shepherd of Borealis, was carrying the wrong amount of fuel for the mission profile to which it was assigned. It was a tiny mistake, one figure a point higher than it should have been, easily corrected. And yet, something pricked at the scribe's thoughts. The error nagged Tallery like a paper cut, raw and irritating. On an impulse she could not quite explain, she put aside her work and looked at the document again. She drilled down, following the line of permissions that the paperwork had taken to reach Curator Lon's desk. To her horror, the mistake was not the only one. There were many more. And as she went deeper, as she looked more carefully, the number of anomalies Tallery discovered increased.
This should not be possible.
She considered the likelihood that it could be the result of some programming error, Something broken in the great wired network of cogitating devices that supported the work of the Estate Imperialis and the Munitorum. But such a failure would have been rooted out immediately, detected by the cohort of tech adepts employed from the Mechanicum for just such duties. Even though there was still distrust between the nation-states of Terra and their Mechanicum cousins from Mars, the legacy of disloyalty by the followers of the old Fabricator General, Tallery could not believe that they would so willfully corrupt Riga's systems. She dismissed the idea as foolish. No, the points of data were too well ordered to be random, too careful to be destructive in nature. The anomalies were indicators left behind by changes that had been made deep in the complex, ever-shifting flow of information. Changes made in secret.
Who has this authority? No one does.
Her assignments fell by the wayside as she became consumed by this new problem. What at first glance had seemed to be nothing more than a handful of small discrepancies was now forming into a disturbing, regular pattern. The errors were always in the same places. Shipping dockets and bills of lading. Navigational route advisories and scrapyard permissions. Secretly, quietly, hidden beneath the everyday running of Riga's administration, someone had been using the orbital plate as a base for a wide-ranging, clandestine operation. The roots of this deed reached far beyond Riga, Terra, and the solar system. It touched countless imperial worlds, and it was insidious in its ingenuity. She found that fractional amounts of cargo bound for the war effort were being diverted, each one painstakingly concealed so as not to raise an alert. There were shipments of equipment, materiel, weapons, even personnel and whole vessels that were being sent away from the lines of battle. But to where?
Interrogative. Datum search. Show destination data for all highlighted transfers.
At Tallery's command, a hololithic display shimmered into being over Curator Lon's great desk. A torrent of information flowed down the phantom pane hanging in the air before her. She studied it for some clue as to the end point for all the diverted shipments. But each one terminated with the same fragment of information. An alias that was attached to nothing. A single word.
Othrys.